the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has made her first public appearance since the furore erupted over radio broadcaster Alan Jones's remarks about her late father. The Prime Minister's refused to be drawn on the controversy in Tasmania yesterday, except to say she had not spoken to Alan Jones since his remarks became public and had no intention of doing so. She also said she would never appear on the Alan Jones program again. Meanwhile, the advertising exodus has continued. According to the online activist group Change.org, 35 companies have pulled their support from Macquarie Radio's 2GB network. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, reports.
A few days may be a long time in politics, but it's turning into an eternity for the publicly listed Macquarie National Network, the employer of the controversial Sydney radio host Alan Jones. As each day passes, more advertisers are withdrawing their dollars, as the furore over Jones's comments about the Prime Minister's late father shows little sign of abating. The latest advertisers to pull up stakes are McDonald's and the law firm Slater & Gordon. That brings the total number of companies boycotting the network to 35, according to the online activist group Change.org. More than 100,000 people have also responded to an online petition calling on advertisers to cease their association with Alan Jones. Managing Director of Slater & Gordon, Andrew Gretsch, says his decision to pull its support from the network had nothing to do with the firm's previous relationship with Julia Gillard. The PM once worked for the firm when she was an industrial lawyer, but it has everything to do with the offensive nature of Alan Jones's comments.
I think like all advertisers, we were shocked and appalled by the comments, whether about our Prime Minister's father or about any grieving family. They were clearly inappropriate and not comments that a brand like ours, or I would imagine any, would want to be associated with in any way.
Andrew Gretsch says he's made no decision as to whether the firm's boycott of 2GB will be permanent.
Like all advertisers, we'll reconsider our decision in this thing from time to time. We'll see how it plays out and we'll see what the sentiment of our client base is over time. We're obviously, like most organisations, very sensitive to what our customers think and believe, and we'll certainly be monitoring that very carefully, as we will the response from the management of 2GB.
The Managing Director of Macquarie National Network, Russell Tait, declined an on-air interview with Breakfast, but he said he was willing to talk to any advertiser about their complaints, although he refused to say whether he's prepared to reprimand Alan Jones. He also refused to confirm media reports that the advertising boycott was starting to hit the network hard, with one report suggesting the exodus would cost the network $500,000 each month it continued. Harold Mitchell, executive chairman of Aegis Media, the country's largest media buyer, thinks, however, the cost is likely to be substantial.
If this was to continue on over a period of a full year, it would be in the absolute millions and it would go completely to their bottom line. As a public company, of course, that has a massive effect on what's occurring.
Harold Mitchell, though, doesn't expect the boycott to continue for much longer. He expects the Jones saga will mirror what happened to Austereo's radio presenter Kyle Sanderlands this past year when he made some offensive remarks on air, a boycott followed by a quiet return when the furore dies down.
Will it continue? It simply depends on the public outrage continuing from here. History rather says that it doesn't happen. The Sanderlands matter with the Austereo group didn't really affect their revenue over time. They are very, very strong. They have just on 44% of all the money. That's about the way that it's been for the last 3 years. And so in the case of 2GB, it's up to the public and to the people, and that's the way it should be.
Advertising creative director and social commentator Jane Carrow also thinks advertisers will return to Macquarie after the controversy dies down. She even thinks it might have the perverse effect of boosting Jones's ratings.
People like a bit of shock horror. It's a bit more exciting than the run-of-the-mill, so a few people might tune in to hear what's going on. He may get a few people back. It's unlikely that he'll lose many listeners over this, given that the kind of people who enjoy his particular brand of radio broadcasting probably are, even if they're offended by the remark, it's one of the reasons they go there, because they want to be excited. You know, we like shock. That's why shock jocks are very successful. So I don't think we can entirely discount that it might increase his ratings. And if that happens, then, you know, in the end, advertising and advertising dollars will follow.
Jane Caro, who herself has used Facebook and Twitter to mock previous comments by Alan Jones deemed offensive to women, says, however, the online campaign against Jones this time will not be brushed off lightly by the network.
I do think that you cannot discount that for a period of time, Alan Jones will cost his employer money. This is not something that he will be pleased about, and I dare say, not something his employer will be particularly pleased about either. So anyone who can bring a guaranteed number of audience of members, whether they're viewers or listeners or whatever, remains very powerful and very attractive to advertisers. So I don't think we can just assume that they'll all retire hurt. But I dare say they will be putting pressure on the station quietly and saying to them, well, if you want us to come back, you're going to have to reassure us that we won't get caught up in this kind of scandal again, and also that we won't suffer a consumer backlash, that we won't feel that our sales are at risk.
Harold Mitchell also thinks the Macquarie Radio Network, owners of 2GB, will be taking this controversy seriously, even though Alan Jones is unlikely to lose any listeners over the furore.
If you've got the ratings, you've got the money, and that's just the way that it is. But you need to take account of public taste, and if you don't do that, you might still have the ratings, but you won't have the money.
Even if it's temporary, do you think this scandal, this controversy, will have an impact on 2GB management? I mean, in terms of calling Alan Jones in, reprimanding him?
Well, I know all of the people quite well, extremely well, as you'd imagine, and I don't think they're the sort of people that would take this lightly, would be dealing with the public in an offhand way at all, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if there are things behind closed doors happening here, and I rather think that's probably appropriate also.
You know Alan Jones, do you think he might modify his language, his comments as a result of this?
Oh, I know Alan Jones very well. Many of us do. And Alan, I think, is respectful of the people. You might say, well, it's a bit strange thing to say given what's happening. But I'd imagine on this occasion he feels quite sad about it. But perhaps you should ring and ask him.
That was Harold Mitchell, Executive Chairman of media buyer Aegis Media. Ending that report from our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. RN Breakfast did seek a comment from Alan Jones, but received no reply.